بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. وقال تبارك وتعالى: إن أول بيت وضع للناس الذي ببكة مبارك وهدى للعالمين. فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم، ومن دخله كان آمنا. ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا، ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. And listen, dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in a beautiful Islamic calendar different seasons. As you can see right now, the season of rain, may Allah ta'ala make it most beneficial, not harmful. And when the rain also ceases and it stops, then the masnoon dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam after the rain stops, mutirna bi fadlillah, mutirna bi fadlillah, that we have been given rain by the grace and the virtue of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we have the season, one is the season of rain, beneficial rains, may Allah make it beneficial. And then we have the seasons of the rains of the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And for a believer, his heart is only connected to right now, what is the command of Allah, what does Allah want from me, and what will I get from Allah. In Quran Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is commanded. They say to the people, قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِزُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَ. Say to them, I advise you with one thing. And the ayat continues, أَن تَتَفَكَّرُوا. They think, ponder right now, what does my Allah want from me? And what will I get in return? What are the returns from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah has such treasures by Him, which He has no need for. Those treasures are reserved for His creation. Who is there to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The verse that we recited, that person who reveres, who has respect for the salient landmarks of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but this is from the taqwa of hearts. Sha'air Allah, the landmarks, salient features of sharia and deen. What are the landmarks of deen? The salient features, characteristics of deen-e-Islam. Amongst them, right now we know in Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, once the moon was sighted for Shawwal, already the heart goes to Baytullah, to the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And why should we not go? That is the qibla of our salah, the qibla of our hearts, the qibla of qurbani also. When we ground the animal and we make it face towards the Baytullah. So everything has to do, a mu'min has to do with the Baytullah, the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. These are the landmark salient characteristics of deen-e-Islam. This is taqwa of the heart, where the heart is connected. And ulama say also that a demand of iman and belief of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, belief in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is everything that's attached to Allah, the deen of Allah, our heart is also attached to that. The Baytullah, the house of Allah, my Allah's house, that the heart yearns to be there. Yes, insan will put different restrictions, regulations, but the heart, there's no borders for the heart. There's no restriction for the heart. This is taqwa of the heart. The heart can still make the journey to Makkah Mukarramah. As we're hearing every day, accreditation, my name has come out, I'm going for Hajj, make dua. Some say my name has come out, but I can't afford it right now. But the heart is still there. And those that didn't apply, who applied and still waiting. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ. There are those sahaba ikram that fulfilled the pact with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They gave their lives. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرْ. And those that are waiting. We are waiting for our call also. Allah calls entire humanity to the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is a sign of iman. Where the heart goes every day, and he thinks to himself, Baytullah, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, and not to forget Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, our third haram also, virtue for the Mubarak land. But the heart is always connected to the salient features of deen, of Islam, the sha'air and the salient features of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart is connected there. When the heart is connected somewhere, then the heart will take effect. Person goes home, he says, I can't shut down my brain, I'm thinking work, I've got work, I've taken my laptop home, I can't stop working, wake up early in the morning, at first he will take the cell phone in his hand, any missed calls, any messages came through, the mind is working all the time. For a believer, his mind is working in the love of Allah, and all those things attached to the love of Allah. My Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born here, then he made hijrat there, then Mi'raj from there, and the heart is every day is making safar, making, they say now, let the camera of the heart journey to the holy places and stop the camera there. In Sarah, especially, the heart journey. Every heart has a camera. We don't want to take out the physical camera. The heart has a camera. Let the heart go and connect to the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Think to yourself, I'm reading Durood Sharif. As if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is sending 100 of me. I'm standing at the roda. And he's listening to me reading salat and salam. May Allah's mercy be upon you, my beloved. May Allah's rahmat be upon you, my beloved. And he's enjoying your Durood Sharif. Picture yourself in front of the Baytullah. They say, when you read Durood Sharif, picture yourself in the Haram of Medina Munawwara. When you're making dua to Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then picture yourself in front of the house, in front of the Baytullah, in front of the Multazam, the door of the Kaaba Sharif. Now I'm here, now I'm there. Even though I haven't been there, but which child? Take a two-year-old child also. He has on his tongue, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. I'm going for Umrah, I'm going for Hajj. Make dua for me. Three-year-old child. This shows the love Allah has placed for that. For that Mubarak place of Makkah, Medina, Munawwara, only in the heart of the Muslims. Today we find the Muslim was a book, his ticket to go to a place far away from Harameen. And even worse than that, I want to go near the Haram of Makkah, but for something, other activities. But he wants to go far away. And the Kafir right now, he's waiting to get to Makkah, Mukarram. I want to go see the Baytullah, the Kaaba. They want to come to Harameen, they want to come to Medina, Munawwara. And the Muslim ones doesn't want to come there. And if he wants to come there also, I want to book the accommodation. Must have breakfast with it. Must have this. Must have that. But whether the time there to be spent is in the Haramain. So these are the seasons right now, my dear brothers, to keep the iman alive. We came to the month of Ramadan. Then came the last 10 days where i'tikaf took place. Then the person's heart is there. Then he finds the moon was sighted. Then the heart sinks a bit. That now that momentum is no more there of ibadat. Allah says, it's already the months of Hajj. Let your heart go to Makkah Sharif. Let the heart go to Medina Munawwara. Now connect there also. Keep the iman alive. Refreshing your iman and your amal that I want to get there. Where does the Hajj start from? Where does my Hajj start from? One is the Baytullah. And the daughters of Baytullah, the Masajid. My Hajj starts in the house of Allah. From my local masjid. If I really want to become a haji, I really want to become that haji, which we find before a person came from a haji, was called haji so and so, hajiyani. For the females, she made haji. It was a big thing. We have brothers in our country also, in the southern part of the country. Big thing for them. Going for haji, they'll paint the house also. Entire locality will come, put money in the envelope. The haji is going for hajj. The Hajj is going for Hajj, the big thing. Before he comes home, they clean the house, paint the house, he went for Hajj. He's returning right now, that love is still there. Allah Ta'ala preserve that love for the Baytullah, not for the surroundings, the hotels and the malls, to go and waste our life away there. What are we going to the Baytullah? In regards to Baytullah, the mudhakara is important to revive our iman, refreshing our iman. Inna awwala bayti wudi'a lin-nas. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says the first place that was set up for the people, linnas. Lalladhi bi Bakka was the place of Makkah Mukarrama, which you call in Quran Bakka. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, awwala bayt, the first home that was built, wudi'a, that was built. Mufassirin had different interpretations. When Adam alayhi salatu was salam was sent to this earth, to the Hawa alayhim salatu was salam, according to some Mufassirin commentators, they say, that there were no homes on the face of the earth. The first ones, according to some tafsir, the first ones to build the Baytullah were the Malaika. Then the Baytullah was destroyed, but the Qawaid and the foundation was still intact, covered by sand dunes. Adam alayhi salatu was salam was sent, and Hawa alayhi salatu was salam, together they met, and then they were ordered by the angels that now proceed in this direction. So they proceeded to the west. And then the Malaika showed them, here's the foundation of the Baytullah, the house of Allah. And he was instructed now to build the house of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. After building it, then the angel commanded him, now you and Hawa make tawaf of Baytullah. That is why ulama say that person who puts his foot in the mataf, the place of tawaf, he should understand right now more than 120,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam made tawaf of the Baytullah, that the nur of those Anbiya is still there. The nur is still there. So he was commanded to build the Baytullah. Mufassirin explain and they say that before he built his own home, he was commanded to build the house of Allah. The second tafsir implies that the first house built for the worship of Allah was the Ka'batullah. The first house of worship solely and only built for the worship of Allah was the Baytullah, was the Ka'batullah in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Before that there was nothing else. From that time already the Anwar, the Nur, the Barakat, Allah already designated this piece of land will be finally for the Ummah of Khatamun Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who was it built for? Wudi'a linnas, for the people, for entire humanity. That is why they say that even the non-Muslims, they have this urge also, if only we can go there, if only we can experience it. They say in days of before, many people came illegally. Non-Muslims entered illegally. But before they left legally. They went with iman. But now the Muslim is coming legally. And he's living illegally. We with everything else besides the love of Allah. The love of the brand name, the love of the hotels, and the love, and how was the breakfast, and how was this, how was the mataf, how was the multazam, how was Maqamu Ibrahim, what did you experience? This was the talk of before. How was the zamzam, and the khajur of Medina Manawara, and the experience in the Haramain Sharifain? Allah placed it and set it up with the people to the day of Qiyamah, that it has a special effect in there. Whoever just sees it, even in aerial photo also, the heart takes to it. What a place! Allah Ta'ala's tajalli and nur is coming upon the Baytullah. Lalladhi bi Bakka. Allah made it to be in a place called Bakka. They say this is one of the names of Makkatul Mukarrama. Mubarakan. That place of the Baytullah is full of barakah. They say for something to be blessed or something to give blessings, it has to increase in quantity all the time. Then it grows. This is barakah. It's growing. Quantity is increasing. But the Baytullah is still the same. But everything around it is increasing. The crowd is increasing. Barakah. Mubarakan. Full of blessings. Accommodate everyone. This place for everyone. This place for everyone. And we haven't heard from that time, and the time the Hajj had begun, till today, that now the scarcity of commodities. There's no food right now. There's no vegetables. There's no fruits. Plenty. The entire world is sending there. Just the barakah, the tajalli and nur of Baytullah, Allah says mubarakan. Every commodity that you want to look for in the world, you will find it there. And not just one or two, but plenty of it. Allah has blessed the place. The dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he built the Baytullah, وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Ya Allah, grant them the best of fruits. Out of season also. Anytime Hajj is taking place, Umrah is taking place, winter, summer, autumn, spring, the fruits are laden. The food is laden. The barakat is still flowing. Allah says, this is my home. Whoever will come here, Allah is the host. You are the guest. So Allah has made it full of barakah. وَهُدًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And this is the place of hidayat. For alameen, for the entire humanity, for the entire world. Whoever will come here with the correct intention. Where the Hajj begins in my local masjid. The Hajj doesn't begin at Arafah. Although the Hadith Sharif says, Al-Hajj wa Arafah, that is not the completion and perfection of the Hajj. My Hajj begins leaving my home with my wudu every day. Person who makes wudu daily for his salah, and he leaves his home with the intention to come to the house of Allah, to find Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I'm coming to the house of Allah to meet my Allah. And how to respect the house of Allah, how to sit in the house of Allah. Like how a person is awestruck, he's invited by some prime minister, there's protocols right now. How to enter, how to sit. Person goes to court also, whether you got a speeding fine, speeding ticket. Then even his lawyer will tell me how you must stand and how you must address the magistrate. These protocols. In the house of Allah, the protocols also. We come as slaves of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We come to meet Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We fill the house of Allah from the front, not from the back. Because we're here to meet with Allah. The Allah throw one glance of rahmat upon me, one glance of maghfirat upon me, that my life will be made. So the whole Hajj begins here at the local masjid. The Allah sees the commitment, He wants me. He wants to come to finally the Baytullah, the house of Allah. He wants to get there. Allah sees the desire. He makes wudu at home and he proceeds. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the person who makes wudu and proceeds for salah, any salah, he will get the reward of Al-Hajj wal-Mu'tamir. The person who has donned ihram for Hajj and Umrah, he gets the reward as if he's going for Hajj and Umrah right now. From his local home,
Let the Baytullah is his bayt, his home. Coming to the local masjid. Allah sees the desire of the heart. He wants to come to the house of Allah. Fajr, Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib. And after Salah, he's not running away. He's still sitting. Ya Allah, one day I'll make it there. One day I will make, and how Allah will send, where the ticket will come from, where the call will come from. Ask millions of people, I can't understand how Allah Ta'ala accepted me. How I reached there finally. And I saw the place, Allah's hukam, Allah's qudrat. Allama Rumi Rahimullah gives a beautiful anecdote of one ant from Iraq. That ant had within his heart the love of seeing the green dome of Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had a fervent desire. He heard about the green dome and the beautiful, the mornings of Madinah Munawwara, the evenings of Madinah Munawwara, and the beautiful environment of Madinah Munawwara, and the haram of Madinah Munawwara, sitting in the rawda of Nabi alayhi sallam, and sitting in his company. A little ant, you know, it's an anecdote for us to understand the desire. So he stood up on his hind legs, lifted his forelegs, raised his hands. That, oh my Allah, take me to Madinah Munawwara and show me the green dome. Allah sees the desire of this ant. No accreditation, no organization can say you can go, you can't go. The ant had a desire within his heart, Ya Allah, I want to come to Baytullah, I want to go to Madinah Munawwara. The heart is there. Allah hears the call of little ant, the dua of little ant. Allah knows the language even of the heart. A dumb person cannot move his tongue, Allah knows the dua of his heart also. It can be whatever language it may be. We haven't heard till today that a person calls out to Allah, like how you make a call somewhere, and then you'll get someone speaking on that side. For English, press number 1. For Afrikaans, press number 2. For Zulu, press number 3. Oh, the boss is not here right now. Oh, phone later, office is closed. You never heard by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that press 1 for Arabic. Oh, right now, those are closed. Open all the time. Any language, any time. Call out to Allah. Even if I'm tired also, let the dua speak, let the heart speak to Allah. Allah knows the language of the heart also. So he raises his hands and he makes dua, Ya Allah, show me the green dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah inspires a pigeon of the haram of Madinah Munawwara. There's a friend of mine that wants to come see the green dome, go and pick him up. Allah sent his Boeing, A380, go and pick him up. So he lands next to the ant, and opens his eyes, your tears. He says, "My Allah, I sent me to pick you up. Where will you take me?" "I will take you to Madinah Munawwara." "Really?" And he said, "I'll show you the green dome. But get on. Hold tight. Close your eyes. There'll be turbulence. Buckle up. Read your du'as." And then he takes off. His booming of this pigeon takes off. And he's soaring in the air, in the atmosphere. And then the pigeon tells him, "Now you may open your eyes." He opens his eyes and he sees just fresh air. He says, "Look down." When he looks down, he says, "Subhanallah, the green dome. Allah has brought you." The person has desire within his heart. And he raises his hands and makes dua. Allah's home is open for all. That is why we have to connect our hearts to the local masjid. Ya Allah, I've come here to ask you to take me to your big masjid, the Baytullah. Allah made it hidayah for humanity. Whoever will come here with the correct heart, the correct fikr, and the correct connection, that he connected himself to Allah through his local masjid, through his salah, and now he's making a fervent dua, my name came out. Didn't come out, Ya Allah, you can take me. And speak to Allah, Ya Allah, you can't. You don't need the means. How Allah Ta'ala made the Baytullah, there was no means. And the Baytullah ulama say, and mu'arrikhin historians say, almost 11 times it was rebuilt. Almost 11 times Allah made a place of hidayat till the day of Qiyamah. And they say one of the last times that it was repaired by the Ottoman Empire, Othmani Empire, that to what respect they would tell the Khalifa at that time when there was a flood, there was a storm. And the Baytullah was, so to say, damaged. So the messenger mentioned to the Khalifa at that time with respect. He could not bring onto his tongue the words to say that the walls have collapsed. He said, "The house of Allah, the walls have gone into sajda." And the Khalifa understood, we have to repair right now. Almost 11 times, and Allah has kept that attraction. And within the Baytullah, within the haram of Makkah Mukarramah, fihi ayatun bayyinat, there are clear signs of the power and the qudrat of Allah. Person enters, he reads the dua, "Allahumma zid hadhal bayt ta'azima wa tashrifa wa takreema." Allah increases the home of yours in grandeur, in awe. A person sees the house of Allah, he's awestruck. They said, when you are there, open the heart and register the feeling you are going through right now. And then connect the heart to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah has kept that all within his home. There are clear signs of the power of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That every person has a place. The Maqam Ibrahim is there. That stone, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, what do you see? A dead creation of Allah. The Nabi of Allah puts his foot on it. It comes into life. Hard stone, but soft as wax, so to say. That imprint is there. And no scaffolding. There's no crane to lift the stones also. Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. Ismail bringing the stones, giving it to his father. Father over 80 years old. The son also very young. And now they're building the Baytullah. And then the stone Allah Ta'ala keeps it as a remembrance. As a remembrance that my Ibrahim built this Baytullah. So Maqam Ibrahim, وَاتَّخِذُ مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. Allah says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that take this Maqam Ibrahim, the station of Ibrahim, as a place of performing salah. Intending that place entire haram. Person makes his tawaf, two rakats, he can read after the salah. Wherever he wants in the haram sharif. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Special place at the time when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built the Baytullah. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent down Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam to take my Ibrahim and show him the boundaries of the haram. And demarcate it. These are the boundaries of the haram, it was demarcated. And Hajjatul Wada, it was renewed once again by Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. This is a special place, there's no place in the universe like that right now. One salah times 100,000. Madinah Munawwara, one salah times 50,000. Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa times 1,000. Special places. Place of Makkah, Mukarramah, where enters is safe, completely safe. Allah has made haram for any war to take place, any person to be killed also. No killing can take place in a special place. You can't cut the grass, you can't cut the trees. The special place, you can't go hunting, you can't kill the wild animals. To the extent fuqaha or jurus have written, a murderer that kills someone out of the haram, if he has to come within the haram area, it is impermissible to imprison him or catch him. You'll have to wait for him to leave the haram. Then you can take him to court, then you can take qisas. As long as he's there, he's safe. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Allah has extended this also to the local masajid. Come and feel the peace and the safety from the sight of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah has kept it peaceful, safety, more than often. There also there was a time of Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu with Hajjaj bin Yusuf, kill him within the haram sharif. That wasn't according to Islamic law. That did happen. But Allah has a general rule, everyone is safe. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in regards to Hajj, walillah, for the sake of Allah, Allah has made farz upon the people, Hajjul Bayt, to make Hajj of the Baytullah. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built the Baytullah finally, and he called out, Allah Ta'ala gave him the command, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ, call out to the people. Some riwayat indicate he went to Jabal Abi Qubais, where right now we find the palace of the king. So he ascended the mountain. Allah gave the command to call out the people to Hajj. Oh Allah, how will they hear me? Some riwayat indicate that even the mountains of the world went into sajda, so his voice could reach the entire world. And then he called out, O people, Allah has commanded after the building of his home that he should come for Hajj and visit the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The Shaykh has mentioned in his kitab Fazail Hajj, whoever responded to that call of his and said labbaik, whether on the earth or whether in the skies, they weren't born as yet. How many times the person responded by labbaik, this amount of times he'll go for Hajj and Umrah. Allah's qudrat. But the point over here, Allah has made it a farz upon the people. Man istata'a ilayhi sabila. The person who has the ability and the way to reach Makkah Mukarramah. For him it becomes farz. A very amazing point, ulama mentioned on this. Allah put this condition, if you have the ability to make it to Makkah Mukarramah, then Hajj is farz upon you. What does it mean? Fuqaha explained this. And they say, Azadu wa rahila. You can afford the expenditure and the ticket. Azad wa rahila, you can afford the expenditure, you have surplus amount of wealth by you, after seeing to the needs of your family, and you have enough with the ticket for the food, the accommodation and the return, then Hajj is farz upon you. What is the point? Ulama explained, Allah says that if you have the ability to reach there financially, meaning that if you don't have it, then not farz upon you, indication is that every year the Hajj will get more expensive. The Hajj will be expensive. Allah says, only if you have the means, then you must come. If you don't have the means, then make Hajj in your local masjid. Make Hajj Umrah in your local masjid. You still get the reward of it. Every day, Salatul Ishraq. 15 minutes, 12 minutes after sunrise, person sits in the masjid, make dhikr of Allah, a little muzakara bayan, he listens to it, the 2 rakat salah. 2 rakat salah, no ticket, no ihram, no accommodation, free of charge. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam mentions, Allah will give you the reward of an Hajj and Umrah, tamma, tamma, tamma. Perfect and complete reward of Hajj and Umrah every day. Person shows Allah, I'm reading my ishraq, ya Allah, I want to get there. Person recites every morning and every evening, 100 times subhanallah. 100 in the morning and 100 in the evening. Subhanallah, how long does it take? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned, Allah will give him the reward of 100 hajj. Not 100. Person reads alhamdulillah 100 times, Allah will give him the reward of participating in 100 jihads. This is how we show shauq and desire. My name hasn't come out as yet. I don't have the means as yet, but ya Allah, I want to get there. How do I get there? Read the subhanallah 100 times in the morning. Read it in the evening. Read my salatul ishraq. Make wuzu at home. I'm showing Allah, ya Allah, I want to go for hajj. Like the little ant raised the hands and made dua. And how Allah will give you the reward of it. And those, so to say, that have the means, but we can't go. Whether it be qurbani coming or hajj coming. We have the means, but the name hasn't come out. The desire is there. It doesn't seem this year. But there's someone else that can make it. There's someone else. Open our hearts. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhu. He used to come for hajj. It's mentioned he came with 300 camels. 100 camels just for his guests. One tabi'i from Iraq met him in the haram of Makkah and asked me, the sahabi, don't you have tawakkul upon Allah tabarak? So much you brought for hajj only. He says, 100 camels, so to say, I chartered a plane. 100 camels just to bring hajjis. 200 camels laden with food just to feed them only. This is my qafla. I will take care of them. That person has the means. Allah, give us the hearts. When we open the heart, brother, you cannot go. Your name came out this year. Here's the means. Go and make your hajj. Although not farz upon him, doesn't have the means, but I can't make it right now. You can go. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, used to go for hajj every year. And that year, he was on his way for hajj. And he stopped somewhere en route. And the two young girls he found, they went into the garbage dump and they pulled out 2 dead pigeons, tucked it under their clothes. So he chases them, what's this about? They say, we haven't eaten for days, we are Sayyids. But the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, en route for hajj. All the money he had, he gave it to them and he says, this is for you. Better you look after your home. In his locality, there was a very affluent person, very proud. He heard the friends are going for hajj. So he come with us. What must I do there? All restrictions. He said, come, you'll enjoy it with us. Let's go together. He takes 500 gold coins for spending. He leaves the house to do shopping for his hajj. As he's doing his shopping for the hajj, an old lady asks him from behind the barda, oh man, can you help me a bit? I don't have food at home. I have 4 or 5 daughters. We have poverty. We haven't eaten for more than 3 days. Do you have something to give a poor woman? I'm a Sayyid. Family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It touches his heart up. I am shopping for hajj right now. 500 gold coins, he takes it and he gives it to her. He gives it to her. Tells his friends that I won't make it for hajj. They say, you'll go on. You'll go on. So they leave for hajj. And when they return, he goes to meet them to congratulate them. To congratulate them rather than congratulating him. That we saw you in Arafah, we saw you in Mina, we saw the awful ziyarah. He said, but I didn't come, you were there. That night he sees in his dream, he sees Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that oh so and so, congratulations to you.
The money that you had reserved to make hajj, you gave it to one of my family members. Allah has appointed for you an angel to make hajj for you every year till Qiyamah. Little investment he gave. Whatever within our capacity. The hajj is great. Put something in his hand for you. Enjoy it. Make dua for me. Put my application at the Rawdah. Put my application at Baytullah. Make dua for me. This event, the heart is connected to the Baytullah. So every year the hajj will become more expensive. Allah says, if you don't have it, you don't have to come. Is that farz? Make your hajj at home. Local hajj. The time will come where Allah will open the door. If not, then the whole purpose of a hajj is to connect to Allah. And we can do it in a local masjid. Our women at home also, they got the place of musalla, where they can read the ishraq every day. They can make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will get the reward of a hajj. So whether it's a hajj, whether it's qurbani. Qurbani also, there are many that will say this year, the qurbani is too expensive, can't afford it. Can't afford it. The highest level, ulama explain, was spending it the path of Allah. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. And those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah in good times and adverse times. Allah praises them in Quran Sharif. The highest level of spending upon the makhluk creation of Allah is the level of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We may ask, Nabi alayhi wa sallam didn't have wealth. How did he spend? This is the highest level. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would borrow money to borrow to others. Person says, but I don't have to spend. The brother, you're paying for your car every month. You're paying for your medical aid, whether permissible or not. I'm servicing these certain facilities I have. They take a loan and service the loan to help someone else. To help someone else. I say, Allah will give you. What barakah Allah will give you. But a valid occasion to spend on someone. I don't have it now. A person came to me. But if I have it, alhamdulillah, to buy the qurbani for that family. They don't have it. I can afford it. We're making plenty of nafil qurbani. Alhamdulillah. But we have those in our locality, can't afford. We haven't slaughtered an animal in our life. We can't afford it. We hear about them. I'm cutting 5, I'm cutting 10. Here's one for your household. You go make one qurbani also. Let your children enjoy it. This is the spirit of hajj, my dear brothers. Of hajj and qurbani. This is taqwa. The meat of the animal will not reach Allah. But it's the taqwa of the heart that will reach Allah. That person who arranged for others, their qurbani also. Now we can imagine when he puts his knife to the neck of that animal, the feeling he has within him. Ya Allah, I don't know whether mine is accepted, but I could help a Muslim family already accepted. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says, a person is going for salah. He's going for salah. But there's no guarantee he has that his salah is accepted. Maybe his taharat wasn't correct, wuzu wasn't correct, his salah wasn't correct. But he picked up a simple person on the road, took him for salah. Say 100% you got the reward of that person's salah. He doesn't have guarantee of his namaz either, but you got the reward. So Allah has given such a beautiful deen, my dear brothers. We can't make it for hajj, those that maybe can go. In whichever way we can assist, qurbani is coming also, and don't complain, they say. This year very expensive. When it comes to these salient landmarks and features of deen, we don't complain. One youngster went for umrah and hajj and he returned from umrah. And he met an old person of the family. So they asked him, how was Umrah? It was very cold. Said, ah, don't say Madinah Munawwara was cold. All the weather of Haramain is beautiful to us. Whatever weather it may be. Whether the crowds are big, alhamdulillah. I didn't see anyone. I got my place. Everything is beautiful about the place. There's no fault. There's nothing wrong with it. I am the faulty one. So when it comes to Qurbani also, it shouldn't be too expensive. I can't afford it. But I can't afford it. I'm servicing this loan and that loan. Just having that intention and putting one foot forward, how Allah will open the hearts, how Allah will open the sustenance. What taqwa? Taqwa of the heart. Just to conclude on one example of taqwa. How Allah Ta'ala will give a person unseen resources. A person didn't have the means. A wife was mocking at him. You can't support the family. Why don't you work hard? So he began to work. He worked until finally he was able to buy a diamond. Very happy, looking in the diamond. So much money I'll make from this. Puts it in his pocket, passing the sea, the ocean. Let me go for a swim. He goes for a swim, leaves his clothing on the seashore, on the sand. Big wave comes and takes everything away. Comes out, the clothes isn't there. Diamond is gone. Inna lillahi. Stuck with grief, he comes home. Why, say, where's the diamond? I lost it. You don't do anything right. Couldn't take care of that also. Go and work again. He goes on to work, finally working hard. He's able to afford a pearl necklace. Now he says, I'll show my wife tonight. As he's looking at it, he's walking in the street, a crow, a vulture sees it and swoops down and grabs it from his hand. Inna. Comes home. Where's the necklace? I lost it also. You are a loss. I don't know why I married you. Go work again. He goes on to work. He goes to work, and then finally his friends tell him that you're working so hard, why don't you come with us on a fishing trip? He said, I still have to work, I'll come with you later. So he goes once again to work. Has enough, he buys a small piece of gold and silver. Brings it home. Finally he's very happy. I'll show the wife tonight. She's gone out. That time the old coal stoves, you see, I put coal there and wood. So where the wood used to stay, he put it in there. The neighbor's wife came. She wanted the flame from there to light her stove back home. She opens this corner storage place and she sees gold in there. Extra gold finally. So she takes it away. Comes, gold is not there. Where's my friends? Let me go fishing finally. He goes fishing, catches a fish, comes back home. But he had taqwa in him. Wife was making dua, he was making dua. When he reaches back home, and he shouted for his wife, big UN cry, the neighbor's wife hears this. She gets afraid, maybe he caught up with me. She comes running. She comes running with the gold and the silver. Subhanallah. Gold came back. En route when he was returning also, then he sees in the distance, on a house corner there was a nest over there. And the bird was flying around it. So he goes and he peeks inside. Little nestlings, but there was no food. The pearl necklace was there. He gets the necklace, he comes home, he gets the gold and silver. Tells the wife, here's some fish I bought. Khadija will eat tonight. I will cash this tomorrow. When she cuts the fish open, Allah Ta'ala puts a diamond in there. How Allah will provide for a person with taqwa and sabr, links to his masjid, does the amal of hajj. Ya Allah, I want to make qurbani. I want to make hajj. How Allah will send from where the avenues will open up. Allah Ta'ala give us so big to understand. Subhanakallah.